Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Greater Generation Podcast. Yeah, it's been long since I last recorded, but here we are again. And what do we have today? But this is my first episode out of wherever I've been recording from. So I hope you enjoy this. I'm very excited. It's a Monday morning, and I always speak about Monday mornings on my episodes. No one likes Monday morning. A Monday morning is like hell. No one enjoys a Monday morning. In fact, I think people hate Sunday evenings even more, because you're thinking about Monday and what is Monday going to bring, you know? It's, you just have to wake up, toil, strive, and chase the bag, look for the money. And we all have problems, but who's going to solve your problems apart from you, you know? So welcome back to the Greater Generation Podcast, and I'm your host, Crispus. So what are we discussing today? FOMO. Yeah, when I say FOMO, some people do not understand what FOMO is, so I'll just tell you. FOMO in full is the fear of missing out, and it's natural. We all have FOMO. It's just natural. We just need to find a way to tackle it. Remember, prevention is better than cure. So let's dig deep into FOMO. So first of all, I want you to know that before we even dive deep into our discussion of FOMO, I want you to know that your life is amazing. Your life is as good as it is. It doesn't need to be like any other person's life, you know. You don't need to have the things other people have. You do not need to do the things other people are doing. Your life is good. I mean, even just being seated in your sofa set, having your own dance sessions at home, eating your affordable meal, and just doing the things you love makes your life amazing. And everyone's life is amazing in their own perspective. So let's dig deep into FOMO, right? So today we shall be tackling something that has really been messing with your happiness, and I've already spoken about it, the dreaded fear of missing out. Yep, you know it, it's a fear of missing out, but don't worry, my friends, because today we are going to kick FOMO in the butt and embrace the joy of being present. So before we dive right in, let's rewind a bit and talk about FOMO. I mean, picture this. Your friend sends you a Snapchat story from an epic party, and you find yourself in your sweatpants watching Netflix on a Saturday night. You start to wonder, am I missing out on all of the fun, you know? And I mean, if you're listening to my episode, you've probably been there. It doesn't matter if you have kids, or you're in high school, or you're at university. You know, they're just those events you never, ever, ever want to miss out, right? And personally, I've been there. The struggle is real. But let's face it, guys, right? Life isn't always a party. Life isn't a party. Sometimes you party, and sometimes you toil. Sometimes you work, and sometimes you have fun. Sometimes it's vacation, and sometimes it's stress, you know? That's how life. Life moves in balance. I hope you get where I'm going. Sometimes life is more like a documentary. I mean, imagine this. If you've watched a documentary on the history of celery, you understand that's a perfect definition of life, right? And, you know, I used to be a hardcore FOMO sufferer myself. Wherever my colleagues planned a spontaneous karaoke night, you know, whenever my colleagues went out for the birthdays and for these many parties, I just felt like I was missing out. I wanted to be a part of this. I'd imagine them, you know, belting out tunes while I was stuck at home with my saddest rendition. Twinkle, twinkle, little stars. Yeah. And, you know, it makes you sad. It makes you sad that you are the one who's being left out. And you just want to be a part of the party. You want to be a part of the crew, and you want to move with the crew. Actually, I call FOMO a modern definition for peer pressure. I believe that FOMO is peer pressure. Our parents used to call it peer pressure. the teachers who used to teach us called it peer pressure, and I believe that FOMO is actually peer pressure. And so let me not talk about FOMO a lot, you know. It's better to get the solution than to focus on the illness. So how do we defeat this FOMO monster? Step one, acknowledge that it exists. Just know FOMO exists. You're not the only one with FOMO. Everyone has FOMO, even the president himself. They just want, in fact, it's human nature to feel a part of something. You know, the white man said, no man is an island. And it's just facts. No man is an island. Everyone wants to be a part of something. They want to feel included, you know. I mean, if you do human resource or you've worked at these big organizations, you need to know that inclusion is one of the motivating factors of human beings. It's natural human nature. So how do we defeat FOMO? I said step one, just acknowledge that it exists. Just know, FOMO is FOMO. It's not going to go. It's going to be there, and it's there to stay. And step two, let's shift our perspective and focus on the positive. Because the main reason you have the fear of missing out is that you focus on the negative. I'll just repeat this. The main reason you have the fear of missing out, what I'm calling FOMO, is that you focus on the negative. Yeah, when you focus on the positive, you're going to realize that your life is amazing and beautiful just as it is. Right? So just repeat after me. My life is epic as it is. I know you're out there, probably sitting somewhere in your car driving to work. Or I know wherever you're picking up this episode from. Just know that your life is as epic as it is. Just say it and acknowledge it. You know, my former mentor, Coach Joy. Yeah, I miss her. Coach Joy used to tell me about the power of manifestation. And when you speak about things and you keep on repeating them, they start happening. And most likely these things were already happening, but you are focused on a different angle and perspective of life. So just say it. My life is as epic just as it is. Yes, even if it's a solo dance party in your living room, or you're devouring a family-sized pizza all by yourself, trust me, it's liberating. There's a time, actually most of the times I felt the biggest joy of my life, I was alone, you know. Just grab your pizza and your bottle of wine and go to the beach and sit, watch a sunset, and just right there is peace. That is the center of joy and peace. I mean, it may not be your piece of cake, but just know you are okay with yourself. You don't need to always associate. Associating is good because you need friends, you need to survive. And as I said at the start of the podcast, no man is an island. But before you survive, do not milk the remaining joy out of yourself. Learn to be with yourself and understand who you are. Find peace and joy in yourself, right? So after that manifestation, I'm just going to tell you something small about myself. You know, the guide to embracing the present. I had this friend, I call this friend Persona B. I mean, if you've listened to my podcast with Ivor, one of the previous episodes, you're going to know who Persona B is. Persona B is the other person in me. I do things twice, you know. It's not advisable to have two lives, but I always have a life where I criticize myself, and I call this guy Persona B. Actually, I call him Michael, but yeah, I'm CRISPR, so I'm going to speak about Michael and Michael's guide to embracing the present. So I had this friend Persona B, call him Michael, who always thought he was missing out on the coolest concerts in town. But one day he decided to host a mini concert in his room, you know, because I have been an international student and all that. I have gotten the joy of meeting many people from many different societies and countries. So one day I decided to host a mini concert at my own place, in my own room. And guess what changed this time? I did not invite a single person. Yeah, I know I spoke about this earlier on in the episode, but I'm just going to repeat it. I did not invite any single person. It was actually me and my roommate, Brian. Shout out to Brian. Yeah, Brian is in somewhere in Cameroon, probably having the time of his life. So that time, my roommate was called Brian. And yeah, we had a legendary concert. For me, this was one of the best moments of my life. And at that point, I realized that you do not need a lot to be happy. You do not need a lot of money to be happy, you know. You just need peace of mind. And it's at that point that I realized that, you know what, FOMO is a killer. You know, FOMO is like poison. It kills you. There is this kind of poison that kills you slowly from the inside. It eats up your inner body parts, and by the time you realize, it could be too late, or maybe you could save yourself, but in most cases, it's too late. You gave a lot of attention to the things that did not matter. You gave a lot of attention to the things that did not matter, and you kept on doing these things to please people. You kept on going for these events even when you did not have money. Now the time has come and you do not have any single coin. You haven't saved, and you are starting to curse everyone around you. You're hating your parents, you're hating your friends for not helping you out. But when they were making the right decisions, you kept on wanting to have fun, you kept on wanting to be included, instead of thinking about who you really want to be and what steps you need to take to move forward with who you want to be. So we don't need to be everywhere at once or have the latest trend to be fulfilled. You don't need the latest shoes, you don't need the latest iPhone, you know. I have people who could do anything to get the latest iPhone. I mean, I feel for the girls because it's mostly the girls. And when it's too late for them to realize you have 3 kids from 3 different men, you start saying men are trash. You hate every man, but you made your decisions. You are an adult who could think, and you accepted to be manipulated. You wanted to be like everyone else, and you know everything comes at a cost. And now you are sad, stuck in the village with 3 kids, or I don't know, 7 kids who you can't even afford education for. They are struggling and you're struggling. You are living the worst life. You want to commit suicide, but you can't because, you know, it's painful to die. And your life is just in shatters. You have messed yourself up completely from the start to the finish with just very simple, simple things. FOMO. The fear of missing out. Now you couldn't miss out, and now your life is in shatters. Everyone looks at you and they're disgusted. And then you ask yourself, why don't people show me the love? Why are people so inhuman? People are not inhuman. You made choices. Why are people made choices too? And this is where you are right now. So we do not need to be everywhere at once. You do not need to have the latest trend, the latest shoes, the latest phone, you know, the latest computer. You don't have to be the one on market at that point. It's all about finding joy in the little moments that make our lives uniquely amazing. Take yourself out, go for a walk, go to the beach. I mean, sit down, have your bottle of wine, look at the sunset, you know. Call your friends and family, speak to them. I find a lot of joy in just calling my siblings, because I believe that's where joy is. Just listening to that young girl's voice and that young man's voice, it makes me happy. I don't need to go and look for joy elsewhere where everyone is, you know. It would be trashing and throwing myself to the pits. So, if you do not believe me, we can take a look at the FOMO Chronicles. I mean, picture this, while your colleague is attending the hippiest yoga class and you're told mastering the art of the sofa asana. I don't know if you know the sofa asana. It's It's a word I normally use to speak about people who stay on the couch. Actually, call them the couch chronicles, you know. But all I can say is, it's all about balance. That's where you are. That's what makes you happy. Then be happy, you know. And remember, even the best superheroes, the best villains, experience FOMO. I mean, I'm just going to give you an example of Batman. I mean, everyone has watched Batman. If you haven't watched Batman, just go and watch it. These fictional characters. But yeah, ask Batman while he's brooding in the Batcave, wondering if the Joker is throwing a wild party. Gotham City is perfectly safe without him. I mean, the same thing with Arrow. If you've watched Arrow, he's somewhere planning a lot of things, but Star City could be safe without him, you know. And this is just what happens. You think that you need to be somewhere and it's just perfectly fine without you. So sometimes even the Caped Crusader needs a break. You need a break. You are not a machine. Go chill, relax. You don't need to be everywhere. Your life is amazing as it is. I said this at the start of the episode and I'm sticking to this. Your life is just as amazing as it is. You don't need to have a car like everyone else, right? You just need to get to where you need to get to. That is the purpose of the vehicle anyway. So, alright, fantastic souls, it's time to wrap up this episode. And remember, FOMO is just an illusion that distracts us from our own amazing journey. Let's be the captains of our happiness and sail through life's adventures with gratitude and joy. And thank you for joining me today. If you love this episode, do not forget to subscribe, rate, share the Greater Generation podcast with your awesome friends, your wonderful friends. And until next time, stay present, stay fabulous, and keep being the champions of the Greater Generation. And if you are in Uganda, I want to tell you something amazing, something wonderful and surreal. You're going to enjoy this. There is wine, cat pine wine. I want you, cat pine is a product of Bitberry Company and they produce wine in all various types. Sweet red wine, dry red wine, sweet white wine, sweet dry white wine, and rosé. Grab yourself a bottle of cat pine wine and you can contact cat pine on 0772-838-542. Enjoy your life and be blessed. Thank you very much. And that was today's episode. I remain Crispus and I'm the host of the Greater Generation podcast.